come down to AfterBuzz, gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks without flirtation.
Going on down to AfterBuzz, gonna see my favorite host.
Ample thoughts day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to AfterBuzz, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to AfterBuzz and meet some hosts of mine.
Look at the green, green grass and the birds up in the sky.
Don't worry, people. It's not a song episode.
Grass is eaten by the cattle.
But it is a great song. And the reason we're playing it is because it teaches us a lesson. Anyone can teach us a lesson.
Anyone. Even a talking piece of poo.
That's right. But normally, you look to adults for parental advice. For advice in general, for guidance, for lessons, for wisdom, encouragement, all of those things. And so today's episode is the best advice from an adult on South Park. Before we start, let us introduce ourselves. If you've never seen us, well then welcome. If you have,
if you've never seen us, you've missed a lot. What's your excuse? You need a signed note from an adult saying why you haven't been here before.
And then subscribe.
Yes.
But we have Steph Sabra.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChristianDMZ. And I'm an adult because I'm a parent. So that makes me an adult.
That definitely does.
An adult.
That's right. I'm not an adult in any sense of the word.
Same.
All right. So the way this works, if you've never joined us for one of these, is we each get three picks and an honorable mention. We'll start from three, work our way to the top pick. And of course, you get to comment along and let us know your picks because it's fun. Why not?
It's fun.
Said everyone,
yes.
Good advice.
All right. Let's start with Steph's number three pick.
Okay. Number three is Margaritaville, which just happens to be one of my favorite episodes regardless. Great Randy scene. He gives us a lot of good advice, but this is from season 13, episode 3. Randy has to step forward with a solution to fix the desperate state of the economy, and he gives us this wonderful speech that I just have to quote. I was going to summarize it, but I just can't.
Do it in your best Randy voice.
I can't. Also, all right.
Can you do it in your best by any chance?
I'll do it. I can do a monotone step, or I can try to not monotone step.
How about not monotone step?
Okay. We have become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of the economy. There are those who will say that the economy has forsaken us. Nay, you have forsaken the economy. And now you know the economy's wrath. Oh, thou can shop at a sporting goods store, but knowest thou that the economy will take away the Broncos cap from thine head? We must all wear sheets instead of buying clothes that need detergent. Instead of cars that take gasoline, we can get around on llamas from Drake's farm. Instead of video games that take batteries and software, our kids will play with squirrels. We must let the economy know that we are capable of respecting it. No more needless spending. The economy is our shepherd. We shall not want.
Now, this is a great lesson because we are in a recession.
Always.
Read the reports. We're in a recession.
Oh, yeah, lowest Dow Jones.
Greatest economy in the last 100,000 years. I don't know what you're talking about.
Worst drop in a three-day streak, right? Ever?
Yeah, that was earlier in the month. Now everything's picked up. So, you know, you're thinking back too far.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that's a big deal.
I don't have any money, so I don't.
To be fair, we spent it all on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was crazy. I wish that we had had the party here in the studio. And I'm 102 now. Thanks for pointing that out, Steph.
You're the Yoda of this show, and you move us forward.
Oh, because Yoda's 900 years old.
But he looks fantastic, he acts fantastic, and he teaches wisdom.
Right. He can't even talk in proper sentences.
Yeah, it's true.
Sentences in talk do I.
All love right. That.
Your number three pick, Christian.
Mine is Do the Handicapped Go to Hell? Obviously, this is an episode that is just chock full of parental advice, and I just like the way that Sheila is really unable to, you know, basically impart the boys with, you know, we're actually just really just Kyle. She's not able to really get him to understand what's supposed to be important in life. And, you know, there aren't a lot of good Sheila episodes anymore.
No.
And, you know, we talked many weeks ago that there was the change in voice, and I think that they sort of stepped away from the character a little bit because Stan really became Sheila, as we literally saw this past season. So I just sort of, I remember that this one really stood out in my mind, and of course it has an amazing title. I don't know. I mean, I just really thought that there's so much bad advice given out throughout the course of the episode. You know, I mean, you've got you could turn to a priest like Father Maxey, except you can't, you know. So honestly, and it's the idea that religion is a place you can go to for answers. But do you get good advice, whether you're baptized, whether you're Jewish, whether, you know, any of that? And that's why it stood out for me. And it's kind of highlighted by the fact that Satan is the storyline that makes the most sense in the episode.
Yeah, he would have great advice.
Obviously.
Clearly. Well, my number three is Go God Go. So we're getting a little theme here. And yeah, the episode's about Cartman deciding to freeze himself because he doesn't want to wait for the Nintendo Wii obs. However, because of that sort of notion, now Mr. Garrison has to teach evolution to her students. And yes, at that point, Mr. Garrison is a she.
Which is so funny to think back on. You
absolutely
know, that it's like, you know, there's that time before Mr. Garrison was President Trump that he was a woman.
And before that, he was gay.
Yeah, before they had Mr. Hat. I miss Mr. Hat, by the way.
Anywho, he teaches us all a lesson on evolution, which I really like. I think there's so much debate still going on. This is the definitive truth. Mark my words. Ready? In the beginning, we were all fish swimming around in the water. Then one day, a couple of fish had a retarded baby. And the retarded baby was different, so it got to live, naturally. So, retarded fish goes on to make more retarded babies. Then one day, a retarded baby crawls out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex, right? So, key term there, butt sex, with a squirrel or something, and made this retarded frog squirrel. Then that had butt sex with a monkey, and had a retarded baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then one day, that monkey fish frog had butt sex with another monkey that had a mutant retarded baby that screwed another monkey, and then that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
Thank God you explained it almost as well as Mrs. Garrison did. But,
as concisely as I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should definitely be instituted in every classroom. Sex ed talk. Life talk.
Good talk.
Good talk. Good talk in general. So there you go. Mrs. Garrison teaching evolution was my number three. Steph, your number two.
My number two is Timmy 2000.
I like
Timmy!
That.
Timmy!
Which actually I think is coming up again.
It's
for
my
Christian.
Honorable mention. Mm-hmm. So
but we have different,
we have different
parts.
Advice. So
yes.
I'll have you give your advice and I'll just throw mine in
okay.
Right now.
So this is season 4, episode 3. This is the introduction of Timmy.
Timmy!
To the class. And so he gets... Basically what happens is he wants to introduce Phil Collins at a festival.
Yes.
And ends up being where Stan... I know he's not an adult technically, but he is the adult most of the time
most
out
of
the
time,
group.
Yeah.
So I'm giving Stan the quote for advice. And it's after he Timmy's on stage and does the introduction... He says, "You see, we learned something today. Yeah, sure, we laughed at Timmy. But what's wrong with laughter? Just because we laugh at something doesn't mean we don't care about it. Timmy made us smile, and playing made Timmy smile. So where was the harm in that?" And he goes on, and I just love that. It was actually like one of the... There's not many really serious moments. That's true. Also, it's not like a big joke and serious, and
yeah,
this was one of them.
For me, what I like in this episode, I sort of reverse engineered this pick. I wanted to look for something where Cartman's mom gave bad advice. And her bad advice in this episode is just giving out the Ritalin. And, you know, I mean, it's used for comedy in this episode. But, of course, in real life, parents are very quick to like, yeah, this is what my kid needs. You know, we got to calm him down. And I have a very hyper 2.5-year-old. And I think that he's just being a kid. And I can't imagine if I was just like, oh my God, we have to take away all that stuff that makes them. See, now I'm being an adult and a parent and taking the fun out of the conversation. But so I thought that it's hard. But to me, I think Mrs. Cartman, I think her name is Leanne. I think she might be the worst parent on South Park. Although I do have a pick for Kenny's mom. So it's kind of, they're neck and neck as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think that Cartman's mom has a little bit more money, so that makes it so that she's able to provide better for her son.
Mm-hmm.
But,
screw that. She didn't get him a freaking iPad when he wanted one. She got him the ripoff bullshit tablet.
Screw Cartman.
F that.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that too. But speaking of Kenny's mom, my pick for number two is from the season 2 episode Chicken Pox, when Kenny's mom makes Kenny give all the other kids chicken pox, because that is some good parenting. That's how it's like, well, everybody's got to be in the same boat. And, you know, it's just the whole idea of, you know, well, go give your friends chicken pox. I was like, yep, that's great advice.
Well, that does happen. So, you know.
Oh, it does happen. Just not intentionally.
Completely. Kids are disgusting like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, kid doesn't have chicken pox, but yet. But, you know, he gets a cold probably every 10 days from some other kid at school. So
nasty.
It's fun. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's disgusting, but
I mean,
we love them.
A preschool is like a
incubator.
Exactly.
Disgust.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, my number two pick, so that was Chickenpox for you, season 2, episode 10.
Yes.
Mine is from season 11, episode 14. It's called The List. And the life lesson is attractiveness only gets you so far in life. And who should it come from but good old Abraham Lincoln? While Kyle lies in bed, flicking a lighter on and off, planning to burn the school down, the ghost of Abraham Lincoln, of course, should appear and takes him on a journey around the town. He shows him that the attractive people are cursed because they don't have to work. They already feel like they're special, while the non-attractive people, they know they have to work. Kyle's ugly friend Jamal, for example, he has respect, and I'm losing my place. Anyway, it essentially means if you want to be happy as an adult, you got to be ugly.
I agree with that, by the
way. That's not bad in all ages.
I'm so much happier than someone who's attractive, so I would definitely agree with that.
There you go. So that comes from Abraham Lincoln, and he did no tell no lie.
And he knows about not being attractive, Abe Lincoln. I know that's a scandalous.
Bless his soul.
I know that's a scandalous opinion 250 years later, but I stand by it.
The TMZ of our presidents.
Yeah, no, believe me. You don't want to know about Chester A. Arthur.
All right, so we got Christian's honorable mention, but now let's move on to we've got the threes and the twos, but Steph, your honorable mention.
My honorable mention is Mr. Hindsight. Captain Hindsight.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, yeah, okay, Captain Hindsight. I was trying to make him more formal. He's not around a lot, but I feel like he was such a hilarious character. He's the hero of the modern age, of course. So he always... It's not like he had really great advice. It would always be in hindsight, and I just thought...
No, it's great advice. You guys shouldn't have... Like, it's almost like, hey, you shouldn't have put your hand on that stove.
Yeah.
Like, he's recapping the lesson of what shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I mean, because he was... His sidekicks are coulda, shoulda, and woulda. And he's always telling people, like you said, what they should have or could have done to prevent their errors. And he has superhuman hindsight powers, so he's a protector of good in the community.
Yeah. How would we have known what not to do if it wasn't for Captain Hindsight?
I agree. I don't have the hindsight. I don't know how we would have known.
Yeah.
Those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. He is the medicine for the modern man.
That's why I put him the hero of the modern age.
All right. My honorable mention, and this is kind of... it's kind of like Steph's pick in the sense that it's a kid that ultimately gives it, but I feel like he's channeling an adult. It comes from the episode called All About Mormons, Season 7, Episode 12, where the Mormons come into town, and they really explain the religion. This is where the Book of Mormon also comes in.
Yeah, by the way, this is where most of my knowledge of Mormonism comes from.
I think a lot of people...
Much like Scientology, like those two religions, anything I know about it, I learned, you know, just like the, you know, Joseph Smith and the plates and the books. Believe me, I read it. You don't need to see it. I'm just like, oh wait, this is real. And because you look it up and you're like, oh no, this is really. And look, not trying to cast any aspersions, people who are Mormon. I just had no idea about the religion until South Park.
Good point.
So South Park was like my adult, like helping me learn about other people.
Well, Stan becomes friends with a Mormon family, and so does Randy. And then eventually they break off as things go on. So channeling my Gary, allow me to refute back to you, Christian, the same thing that Gary told Stan. Look, maybe us Mormons do believe in crazy stories that make absolutely no sense. And maybe Joseph Smith did make it all up. But I have a great life and a great family. And I have the Book of Mormon to thank for that. The truth is, I don't care if Joseph Smith made all that up, because what church teaches now is loving your family, being nice, and helping people. And even though people in this town might think that's stupid, I still choose to believe in it. All I ever did was try to be your friend, Stan. But you're so high and mighty, you couldn't look past my religion and just be a friend back. You've got a lot of growing up to do, buddy. Suck my balls.
Mic drop.
So, it's a good lesson to us all.
Yeah.
Look past.
And I can't disagree.
And I'm a better person now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Even though you're an adult Christian, you got a lot of growing up to do.
I believe you me, I sure do. Yeah.
So, that was my honorable mention. All right. The final ones. The number one.
Number one.
Steph.
Okay, my number one is BB's boobs destroy society.
Which I picked on a different episode.
Yes, on the V-Day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, great episode. It's hilarious with the whole raise.
Well, that's a different one.
Oh yeah, raise. But sorry.
But you are talking about BB's raisins.
I'm sorry, boobs on the mind, which brings me to Randy's quote, which teaches us how we should be thinking about boobs. He says, I know you think this set of boobs is important now, but those boobs will be replaced by another set of boobs. Boobs will come and go, and then someday you'll meet a pair of boobs that you want to marry, and those become the boobs that matter the most.
Absolutely true. That is what happens. One day you meet the right pair of boobs, and you just hope that they're attached to a person you actually like. You're like, these are the perfect boobs for me. Oh, this is great. I actually like the girl that has these boobs. So
this is
really works
great,
out.
Great advice. He's saying, don't worry about, they come and go. You'll just wait for the important one. In the meantime, work on yourself.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good example of how Randy Marsh is my parenting idol. as is the episode that I have here as number one from Freemium Isn't Free. Randy gives some great advice that he is not an alcoholic because he only drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon and wine. And I feel like you can stand by that. That's like, yeah, I mean, that's like barely drinking. I mean, everybody drinks wine, you know, I mean, that's not really drinking. That's like, I have to have something with food. And Pabst Blue Ribbon, that's like, it's pretty much water. And, you know, and I just because I need Pabst Blue Ribbon to get out of bed in the morning, I don't think that makes me a bad person. So yeah, I'm with Randy. That's some great advice. Thank you, Randy.
Absolutely. And this is from this season, but I just love his continuation of it. So we had a few drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, absolutely. To add to Randy for Bebe's Boobs Destroy Society, this is taken from another show, the British version of The Office. But Randy should have also added that, you know, in time you also develop a love for the buttocks. Because as, you know, channeling Garrison, before before humans started standing upright, we had a fascination of the butt because we had a lot of butt sex, you know? So
you know. Then, the good old days.
And then the boobs came in when we started walking upright, and that was a whole new game changer. So this is coming full circle, just like Mr. Hankey said in his song. All right. My advice comes from Chef. Good old Chef from season 5, Chef. Episode 7, proper condom use, where everyone's trying to figure out when the right age for sex is. Chef clearly states 17. But what about 17? It's 17. That's it. I feel like that's a good age.
I forgot about
it. I think that is a good age. And I do remember, yeah, that episode. It's just he was just so adamant about it. And you're like, you know what? It's hard to argue with that because yeah. I'll tell you, like, 15 doesn't seem old enough. And 18 seems like, well, what were you waiting for?
Yeah.
So 17 just seems like perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You hit adulthood not being a virgin, but not too early. Yeah. I 100% agree. Steph, you disagree?
No, it's different when you're actually a teenager and then when you're older. And I look at 16, 17 year olds, I'm like, you.
Oh, you're babies.
Are horribly young.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I feel that way when I look at like 22 year
yeah,
olds.
Yeah. Like,
you know.
I don't know. I can't put an age on it. I really can't. I feel uncomfortable putting an age on it because I'm like...
But 17 is the right answer. So
I think it is a good answer. Chef yeah. is... If you have to put a number on it...
Because you have to have sex while you're in high school. Otherwise, you're a loser. And you shouldn't have it in junior high. Otherwise,
absolutely not.
Yeah, that's just not cool.
No.
Unless, you know, you're a boy in eighth grade who
gets
to have sex.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, that makes you cool.
I'm going to be a typical dad in the sense that if I have a girl, never having sex. Guy,
come on, my eyes are going to explode out the top of my head from eye rolling so hard.
I've got one of each. I'll have a talk with my son. And then I think my daughter is probably going to get, you know...
Chastity belted, right?
Yeah, well, chained up to something, you know? She's
chained
not,
up to
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like that family that had all those kids chained up.
Of course.
There's a lesson we can take away from them,
Listen,
too.
Christian's going to allow her to speak his mind. She just can't...
No, she can't... No. But she can talk. I'm not going to try and keep her from talking. It's just, you know, you got to keep her away from boys.
This devolved so quickly. Are we great? We thought we
Don't
had
you
a
love
good
hanging
episode
out with us?
Our episode. Oh my
What's
goodness.
Wrong with you that you hang out with us every week, Steph?
I don't know. lot, I guess.
Is this like some kind of community service for crimes that you committed in the past?
She's got 300 more hours to fulfill.
Oh,
little do you guys know, I diary about this every night.
I don't doubt it.
I'm just kidding. I really like you guys.
All right. Well, that's on good. That note.
Otherwise, there'd be like an HR report, like, you know, 5 miles long.
All right. So there we have it. The best parental advice. I don't think we're better for it in one way, shape, or form. But hopefully you guys learned something.
17
and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Believe me, they go hand in hand.
It's classy.
Yeah.
All right, where can people send you more parental advice?
Oh, yeah, send me parental advice at Steph Sobran, Instagram and Twitter. I always am looking for that.
I'm looking for any kind of interaction at all. You can find me at ChristianDMZ. I don't get out much, so please send me messages on Twitter or Instagram. You know, you can look at the pictures and then comment at ChristianDMZ.
Of course, and you could comment in our videos and so forth. Spread the word. Spread that we're here, and we have no idea what we're saying any given week. Thank you guys as always. I'm at Phil Svitek. We're at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you next time. We'll be talking about the best creatures and the monsters.
Awesome.
It's a great episode. Check us out later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you. an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster
began to rise, and suddenly.